Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
But if you take it and read it, it's a covenant about the new covenant that you are going to, he's going to put a new heart and a new spirit within you. And this is the covenant that I will make with them. I will be merciful to their sins and iniquities and unrighteousness and their sins and iniquities I'll remember no more. He was talking about the covenant that you and I live under. And when he says that you will not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they will all know me. This isn't saying that all of any group of people are going to be saved. It's talking about all believers, all people who put faith in the Lord are going to know God personally. You aren't going to have to learn about it from somebody else and say, this is the way that God is. But every born-again believer will know God personally. You will have the Holy Spirit inside of you to instruct you and show you God personally. That's the reason that we don't have a person with their collar turned around backwards that has to stand between us and God and tell us what God's will for us is. This is the reason that we are all kings and priests of the Lord, and we can go directly to God and we can receive directly from God. The Holy Spirit is sent to instruct you, but you have to draw it out. It's like having a well. You got all of this life-giving water on the inside, but it does you no good. You could lean up against a well and die of thirst if you can't get it out of that well. And there are Christians that have the life of God, this hidden wisdom, all of the ability of God. The Holy Spirit is sent to be our teacher and our comforter. They have Him right on the inside of us, inches away from your brain, and never draw it out. And we're dying and we're perishing. The Bible says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And we're perishing. And people have just accepted, well, I can't know the things of God. I just don't understand. That's what the Holy Spirit is given to you for. And when you start speaking in tongues, it's just like flipping a switch and turning on the Holy Spirit. When you are speaking in tongues, you are praying the hidden wisdom of God. And you are given this command, 1 Corinthians 14:13. When you pray in tongues, pray also that you interpret. So we are encouraged to interpret. You can interpret your tongue. You don't have to just pray the hidden wisdom of God and not receive any benefit from it. You can understand what you're saying. Man, that's awesome. If y'all really were understanding what I'm saying, you'd be more excited than what you are. Man, this is like a gold mine. This is one of the most important things could ever. We've got the wisdom of God, the wisdom of God that created the universe, living on the inside of us. And how many times do you need direction and you need to know, God, what should I do in this situation? How should I do it? And we go and ask somebody else to pray with us. But we never flip the switch and let the Holy Spirit teach us and interpret it to us. We want somebody to give us a prophecy or something, but we don't draw on the power of the Holy Spirit that is on the inside of us. Man, we've got the answer. Whatever your problem is, the Holy Spirit is not overwhelmed. The Holy Spirit is not wringing His hands. I couldn't tell you how many people come to me and, well, should I keep taking my medicine or should I quit? Should I do this? Should I buy this? Should I do that? And they ask me a million questions. I say, how do I know? And I said, that's what the Holy Spirit's given to you for. Why don't you ask the Holy Spirit? Why don't you let the Holy Spirit lead you? And most people don't ever think about drawing on the Holy Spirit and letting the Holy Spirit lead them. Well, I don't know how to hear the Holy Spirit. Well, one of the ways is start praying in tongues and say, Father, show me what to do. Interpret to me. You know, when I first started learning this, I learned this accidentally. I just knew that speaking in tongues was powerful. I knew it was doing something on the inside of me. And it took me 2 years of praying in tongues before I got to where I believed it was really God. For 2 years, I struggled thinking, oh, this is me. This is the flesh. This isn't God. I had so much Baptist in me that even after I received speaking in tongues, I still struggled with it. And I'm not going to spend time, but I had a couple of miraculous things that confirmed to me that it was God. Satan would have killed me if I hadn't have spoken tongues. When I spoke in tongues, this demonic thing was broken, and I thought, man, this is powerful. It works. But anyway, I finally got satisfied that speaking in tongues was of God, and so I started forcing myself to pray in tongues an hour, two, three, four, 5 hours a day. I just pray in tongues and pray in tongues because I knew it was doing something. I didn't understand it. And as I would pray in tongues, here's something that those of you that don't pray in tongues a lot may not have ever thought of. But when you're praying in tongues, again, 1 Corinthians 14:14 says, when you pray in tongues, your spirit is praying, not your brain. You aren't talking from your brain. You're talking from your spirit, the part that has the life of God in it. So what do you do with your brain? You can't just switch your brain off. Some people kind of look like they have, but in truth, your mind is always thinking. You can't just not think. And so if your brain isn't praying, what do you do with your brain while you're speaking in tongues? Well, I decided that I'd start praying with my mind, with my understanding, while I was praying in tongues. I don't know if any of you have ever done this experiment, but you know, you could take a passage of Scripture and start reading just in your mind, not out loud, just reading in your mind, and then out loud try and quote, Mary had a little lamb. It would have been a sheep, but it joined the Baptist church and died from lack of sleep. Just quote something like that, amen. And you try and quote something from your mind and read with your mind, and you know what? You can't do it. You will either go towards what you're saying, or you will go towards what you're reading and you'll falter in what you're saying. But you can't do two different things like that with your mind. But you know what you can do? You can pray in tongues and read the Bible and have total comprehension and actually comprehend it better and receive it better. You know why? Because it's not your brain praying. It's your spirit praying. So when you pray with your spirit, you got to do something with your mind while you're praying in tongues. So I just started praying in English with my brain while I was speaking in tongues with my mouth. And as I did this, I'd just be praising God and interceding and doing things. And I mean, this happened dozens of times before I connected the dots. But I'd be praying in tongues, and all of a sudden I'd start praying about somebody I hadn't even thought about in years, hadn't seen them in months. And I'd start praying about them, and as I'd start praying, God would start showing me things that needed to happen in their life and things that God was wanting to do. And I'd start praying and interceding for them. And then, I mean, it happened like clockwork. Within 1 or 2 days, I'd see these people that I hadn't seen in months or in years. They just all of a sudden were there. And when they came, I knew what to minister to them because I'd already been praying for them. And at first I thought, well, that was a coincidence. And after a number of supernatural coincidences, I finally figured out that, you know what? I'm praying in tongues and my spirit is praying for things. And as I'm praying in English, I'm getting inspired and directed by my spirit what to pray for. And it got to the point that as I was praying in English with my brain, as I was praying in tongues with my mouth, I would expect God to inspire me and lead me in what to pray for with my mind. And I started seeing miracles happen and things happen. Matter of fact, Oral Roberts was sharing with us just a couple of months ago. I was at his home and there was a number of pastors there, and he was talking about these very things. And Oral Roberts was talking about praying with Billy Graham. And Billy Graham wanted all of them to pray, his wife. And they went around and Billy prayed and Ruth and all these. And when it got around to Oral, he just started praying in tongues. And he prayed in tongues and prayed in tongues. And then God showed him. And he says, you don't know how to pray in English until you've prayed in tongues. You need to access the Spirit before you can effectively pray in English. And after he prayed in tongues for like 10 minutes, then he prayed in English. And he told Billy, he says, I hope that didn't offend you. And Billy says, I have never been prayed for before. And Oral said, well, there's lots of people that pray for you. He says, not like that. That's the first time in my life I've been prayed for. And he says, man, I've never experienced anything like that. And every time Billy and Oral get together, Billy wants him to pray over him in tongues. They're good friends now. Oral just sent him a Cadillac version of his walker that he uses. Gave it to Billy so that he could. And they get together and Oral just prays over him in tongues. And Billy Graham says, man, I love it. You know what? Praying in tongues is powerful. And most of us, I bet you that there are people in here that go days and weeks, maybe some of you months. It could have been a year since you've prayed in tongues and you wonder about why things aren't working better. You've got this supernatural power from God and most people aren't using it. When you pray in tongues, if you will expect it and take these scriptures and recognize this is how Paul got his revelation and say, Father, I've got this problem. I need wisdom. I need to know what to do in my business. I need to know what to do with my kids. I need to know what to do, to buy a house or whatever it is. I need to know what to do in this economy. God, am I supposed to do this or this? Pray in tongues and let the Holy Spirit give you wisdom and interpret to you and inspire you in what to do. You know, when we were building our building, this is back in 2004, and it was in the first part, I think, I forget the exact details, but it was in like the first part of 2004 or something. It was 2002 when I bought my building in December, and then I was going to have to remodel it, $3.2 million to fix this. And our Bible college had grown to a place that we were desperate. We needed space. And so in 2003, the banker told me, of course, you'll have this $3.2 million construction loan to get it fixed. He says, we wouldn't have loaned you the money to buy the building if we weren't going to give you the construction loan. So it's just a formality. It'll be a week or two. And he said that every week until September of 2003. And in September of 2003, we still didn't have that money. And we were holding meetings and he just kept saying, oh, it's done deal, you'll have it next week. And we were getting to a crisis position where we had to get this construction going. We had already spent what cash we had and we just needed the money and we could not get it.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM237 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I want to thank those of you who become partners with us, you know, giving more than just what it costs to get your materials, but you are helping us to reach out and touch other people. Thank you, because I believe that this is going to transform people's lives. And if you haven't yet become a partner, I'd like to encourage you to do so. You know, the television industry says that only about 1% of the people who watch a program and are receiving from it ever contact the ministry. That means that there's probably 99% of you who've been blessed that have never responded. I'd like to ask you to pray about it and then join with me and become a regular partner.